I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. There are new developments in the case of a pregnant Marine's death. A grand jury has indicted a fellow Marine on murder and other charges in connection with the killing of Lance Corporal Maria Lauterbach. The suspect, Corporal Cesar Loren, apparently fled to Mexico. Lauterbach's charred body was found buried in his backyard. The other counts in the indictment result from the theft of Lauterbach's ATM card and include fraud and robbery. The Justice Department is indicting a man on federal hate crime charges related to last fall's Gina 6 march. The indictment alleges the 18-year-old drove to Alexandria near Gina and repeatedly drove past a group of marchers with two nooses hanging from his pickup truck. Sources say the White House and congressional leaders have struck a deal that could put some extra cash in your pocket. Republican and Democratic leaders still need to get their membership to sign off on the stimulus plan. It'll give almost everyone earning a paycheck at least a $300 rebate. That includes low-income earners and people who don't make enough to pay income tax. The plan also includes tax cuts for businesses. French banking giant Société Générale says it's uncovered massive fraud by one of its futures traders. The bank says the employee racked up $7.2 billion in losses and that his trading practices are completely fraudulent. For a second straight day, tens of thousands of Palestinians from Gaza are pouring across the border into Egypt. They're buying everything from food to fuel and cigarettes. Palestinian militants blew up the border fence yesterday. Now Israel and the U.S. are worried weapons and militants may be coming in to Gaza. Egypt says the border will stay open as long as there is a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.